So in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, middle of Siman Reish Tzadi Tes, discussing the halacha that one's not supposed to eat or do any malacha before Havdalah. Siv Gimel. Says Mechab, because Yemavsig LaHavdol, this is talking about the previous halacha, was talking about people were drinking, and they said, let's make Havdalah. So said, if they want to go back and make and drink again before Havdalah, they don't have to go back and make it in bracha, and some disagree. So we'll see in a second what he's saying. But when he stops to make Abdullah in the talk of bracha by Piagofen, as you continue to make al kishal Abdullah, you don't have to go make a by Piagofen on that cup of Abdullah. Some say that you need. So Mishberg explains sip cotton test. Kishamavsik lahavda when he stops to make Abdullah, that is a filam hoy kavua mitchilushi levad, even though he was in a, just a, of a drinking session. The mechuyim lahavsig that the lachas you have to stop because it's already dark and you have a chiv of dalo. Afalach even so in the zogel varchat to buy paragraf. You don't have to go now make a new buy paragraf. You have to berachat paragraf. You're already exempted with the bracha a buy paragraf. You should berachal shtei rishon that you made the berachat nenen on the first drinking that you were in the middle of doing. In tzach lemon, you don't have to sim koy beemtach lasa if you're in the middle of eating. She in the tzach meladim lahavsig that you don't have to make a din stop like we said in the previous sif. As the first opinion said, but it's atal halal yain. You must make Abdullah now in the wine. Shein tzorch lebrach alav bei paragraf, and you don't have to make any bei paragraf. And mikvah bech bei paragraf, and if you already made a bei paragraf, and alav yain shpetech asuda on the wine that was in the middle of the previous meal, let's say shal shudas or shlofnei asuda that you had before the suda. Shein so to mabdul al sheicha betech asuda. So to let's make Abdullah on beer in the middle of the suda. In the tzorch lebrach shahakul, you don't have to make a shahakul. Lafilam lebech klal shahakul mitchili. Even if you didn't make a shahakul from the beginning. If you have a beer in the middle of the Suda, you don't have to make a brach on it. So that's what the first opinion holds. Meaning Abdullah, middle of Shal Shudas, you would not have to make a new bar paragraph. Some say that you have to. It's really what they hold. The Kishal Abdullah. The cup of Abdullah, who in before the Atzmi, it's its own independent entity. It has nothing to do with the Suda. So even though you've already made a bar paragraph, and it does not exempt this bar paragraph. The primary is like the first opinion. However, it's good to be careful initially not to make Abdullah in the middle of Shal Shudas. If you already had made a bracha originally on wine because of the Shaila. The Sharatzin Ois Yotes says that's from Morgan Abraham. He says, I changed a little bit from his words. He says, look at the Be'alacha, the Maskal V'yashim, where he discusses this. It says Mishmur further. Now, let's say someone has to stop and make Abdullah. Let's say it was just in the middle of drinking. So we know that in the middle of drinking, you can't continue once it's already time for Abdullah. So, lo yavarch, in that situation, don't make a bracha, the ikar kedei rishon, because the primary is like the first opinion. Just say the rest of the brachas, like the brachas Abdullah, but not the bracha on the parim biagraf. Siv dal, it says the mechabe, let's say someone's eating b'chashcha and it got dark. Shamarna that we said Shaina Tzorch LaHavsig. He's referencing something he previously said. You don't have to stop by Shal Shudas. You can continue going and going, no matter how late it is. So Gemar Sudasa, you finish your meal and Mavarch Berchas Amos Nalakais, and you bench on the cup. Achach Mavdala, and then you make Abdullah on that cup. Now be Mishnah Shnei Kaises. If you have two cups, and Mavarch Berchas Amos Nalakha, then you make benching on one cup and Mavdalech, and you make Abdullah on another cup. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sipkut Nidalev. So if it was dark, it was even a million got dark, and you don't have to stop. So you finish the meal, and you bench on the cup. That is the mandam, according to one that says, because it wasn't two in the kais, that benching requires a cup. So you bench ala kais on the cup, you don't taste it, because you can't drink right now. So actually, that's not the reason. It says, the reason why you don't drink from it, is because you don't want to make it pogum. Because you only have one cup, and you need to make Abdullah on it, so you first bench on it, and then you make Abdullah, and then you'll drink on it. If you have two cups, then you bench on one of them, and you make Abdullah on another one. The reason is, you don't say two sanctities on one cup. The first case was, we only have one, surely that's different. So if you have two cups, you make Berch Zamazin on the first one. And Mutalish is my case. It says, yes, you actually have a drink from the cup after you cut him Abdullah, even though it's before Abdullah, because the Kush of Berchas Amazon, Shaykh Lazuda, the cup of Berchas Amazon, though it's after, it belongs to the meal, and we know the meal you're allowed to continue having even after it's nighttime. So the Kais would also be included. And because of this, all told, my limitation is a tamed lebarach al kais. Only someone that's always careful to bench on a cup. So then it's considered part of a suda. But someone that sometimes benches without a cup, because he relies on the place in that hold, then brings a muslim to in the case that benching does not require a cup for benching. You're right, such a person would be forbidden to drink now from that cup of Bechz Mazen before Abdullah. Because of Chayyad, Chayyad writes the Zed Davka, this is specifically Mukvar Vade Chashicha, if it's definite nighttime. But if doubtful, if it's nighttime, near the Yochalish and Makash of Bechz Mazen, it seems that you could drink from a cup of Bechz Mazen, even someone that's not always careful to bench on a kais. Shartin Oyes Chabdal brings his reason. Look over there. He relies with this on the Taz Neli Rab and Sefav that it's permitted to start by Sabak Hashecha. So even that, you're allowed to even start eating. And this reasoning is weak, according to what we explained before. The Kamat Old Rishonim say it's forbidden regarding this. So what you could combine for this, the opinion of the Tesh Shabbos that writes that the words of Magad Ram are not Machrachan, according to everyone, it is a mitzvah Mufchak upon him that to make a bracha on the kais, as we see in Kopi Beis of Alf and the Haga. So therefore, you could taste from it, even though someone that's not so careful to make a berachas of on the kais, but the fact that it should be, so therefore, that's why you could be leaning. Sif Hey, Ta'a Ba'achal Kerm Shevdov. Someone made a mistake, and he ate before Abdullah. Yochel Havdal Archakach, he can make Abdullah afterwards. Says Meshmur Sif Kontez, Ta'a Ba'achal B'chulu. But what then seemingly is, Im Hezd Ba'achal. So he deliberately ate after Abba Ben-Mezir, even though he violated deliberately. Kamakam still tzorch lahavd lachach balayli, has to make Abdullah afterwards at nighttime. El urchat mil snokat is just picking what's the norm, that people would not usually do it deliberately, it would be by mistake. Chimash akaz v'akach b'sevav, shachach v'lay hivdol, someone forgot to not make Abdullah, who did the same thing as behezim v'lay hivdol, if he was deliberate and did not make Abdullah. Which, as the Shara Tzim Lez Chavav says, that's mukhach from the Rambam, with an alach adal, if you look into it, because as the issue 22 brings, the Lashon Rambam over there is, ikar kiddush is balayla. If you did not make kiddush at night time, beim b'shege, beim amazed, so you continue making kiddush the whole entire day. If you did not make Abdullah at night time, make Abdullah tomorrow, you continue until Yom Shlishi. So the Shara Tzim explains, this the Rambam writes regarding kiddush, beim b'shege, beim amazed, would apply also regarding Abdullah, that's written right after that in the halacha. The Be'er halacha, on Kishamafsik Lahavdal, Mechaba said, when you stop to make Abdullah, you don't have to make a Bechaz Prayer B'Ragafen, because you already made one beforehand. So the halacha says, that's when they did not say, Boyu Ben Avdal, let's go make Abdullah. Because when they did say that, that's telling them in the Machlekes Tazim Magen Ram that we said in Rishon Nafsif, hey, according to Tazim, there, you would have to make a Bechaz Prayer B'Ragafen on the case of Abdullah, Magen Ram, you would not have to say the Tzvei Shabbos. Even though there it's told me regarding Kiddush, the Meikar didn't have to stop, and that's the reason why they have the Taz, as you see in these words. So also we hear that the Kavanah of the Tzvei Shabbos, when they were engaged in the beginning and just drinking, the Meikar didn't have to stop, as we mentioned. But you're right, if they were engaged in eating, even if they said, B'Ibn Abdul, they would not have to make in the Bracha, even according to the Taz, as we see later on. And Dibbe Maskel in Tzorach Levarach, they stopped to make Abdul, and they don't have to make a new Bracha, Be'er Agafen. Also, Berchus Amitzi, you don't have to make a bracha according to everyone when you go back to finish up the Suda after Abdullah. Since Mekadin, you do not have to stop in the middle of a Suda to make Abdullah and it's Mukach in Rishon Nafs. Look over there. And this is Mogad Ram writes at the end of Sipkan Bab. It's Machlaikis. If you make a bracha after, if you make a bracha afterwards, Hamoitzi, it's very Timua, and all the Achayim already Matmiya on him.
In the Mestal Yeshayim Shetzarach, which the Shartin had referenced in Shartin Ois Yotes, which the Mechaber brought in Sif Gimel, like we said, that when you stop it to make the Abdullah, the first opinion had said you don't have to make a Prayer B'Ragafen, and some say that you do. So he brings the B'Seisim in the house in the Bach and Magid Ram, they push themselves to try to resolve the reasoning of this Yeshayim. Because the Kiddush we hold in Rishayim now of Sif Dala, that you don't have to go back and make a Prayer B'Ragafen. And Magid Ram comes out, that the reason the Yeshayim is like I wrote in Mishabura, and the B'Ragur writes, that Yeshayim were not stringent to go back and make a Prayer B'Ragafen, only when they said in the beginning, Boy Ben Avdol. And the Yashim, this Yashim is going to Shetas and Sebeis that holds over there that Boy Ben Avdol, you have to be Mavsik, which that's the opinion of Marik according to his words, and so too over here. So Mela, according to us, that we hold over there like the first opinion. You don't have to go back and make it to Bracha, even when you said Boy Ben Avdol. Now this is all in the middle of the meal, but when they were engaged in the beginning, just were drinking, and then they said, but Ibn Abdul, they didn't seem according to everyone, you have to go back and make a bracha, because we don't find that the first opinion disagrees on this point. Now it sounds like this is the Vilna Gaon holds like the Taz and Reshai Nav Sibdad, regarding the bracha by Piragofen on the Kesha Kiddush, when they said, Boyin the Kaddish, look over there, that we wrote within the name of Tzeh Shabbos. And therefore, it comes out by default, according to this, not to be stringent according to his words, what the Magen Avraham writes, that one should be careful not to make Abdullah in the middle of the meal. And those are other Chayim ask on the Magen Avraham regarding this. The Marik doesn't write this, only the Shetas and Sefav, that he holds that by Badach HaShech, after Mavsik, as you've seen his words, and that's the Mach Shekel writes. If that's the case, but Melo, according to us, that the meaning like the Svar Rishon and Sefav, that we're not Mavsikin, like the Magen Avraham writes in the name of Rabbein Ba'achye, for sure you don't have to make a bad prayer on the Kais. But what comes out from all this, says the Ralach, is that some makes Abdullah in the middle of the Suda, Pashur and Bar, that you don't have to make a Bar Piragofen on the Kais if you made a Bracha originally on the wine. However, since this Psa came out from the mouth of Magen Avraham, and also Menach Harin quote his words, so therefore I wrote in Mishabru that it's good Likatil to be careful regarding this, not to make Abdullah in the middle of the Suda. And Divrei Maschil Mabarach Berachas HaMazon, when you're benching, you finish the meal and it's already nighttime, so you make Berachas HaMazon on one kais, and then you make Abdullah on it. If there's two cups, make Berachas HaMazon on one, And then another one on Favdala, which the Be'er Halacha points out, and you drink that cup. So like I wrote in Mishmaru, so called Yadav. And then you daven, and then you make Abdala on another cup. But in the first Halacha, we only has one cup, and they cannot drink from it until after Abdala. It sounds like from the Bach, and there is a rule that you should make Abdala right away before he davens. The reason that is, so that it's not delayed to drinking the cup for a long time, from the time when they made Berachas HaMazon in it. But says the Be'er Halacha, that's not the Minhag Olam. Rather, people daven, and then make Abdala, and that sounds like a little bit from the Derech HaChayim. Some of the issues number 16, even though regarding the Leil HaSeder, Amar writes in Tuf Ayin Dalad, the one should make a bracha on every single kais from the four kaises separately. Sometimes explains that that's all regarding Dalad kaises, which each kais is a mitzvah on its own, which is not the case regarding the kais of Abdullah, when you made a bracha beforehand on an optional cup of wine, since that drinking is a continuation of the first drinking, you don't make a new bracha, as we said, on the kais of Abdullah. Dish number 18, the mentioning Mein Ha'Meira in the bracha of Mein Shalish, after drinking a cup at nighttime, Lechem Bahanim writes that you're not going to mention that, although it's saying Kaiser Bechamaz and Shekhla Suda, but now that it's already nighttime, it's already after Shabbos, you're not going to mention Ritzei in the Ala Geffen. Dish number 19, they now drink from the cup on Bechamaz before Havdalah. So explaining this, the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes that someone who constantly has a minig like those who hold the Berachas HaMazon does not require a kais. So now he cannot be noig right now like those who hold it needs a kais and they drink it before Abdullah, because that's two leniencies that contradict each other. But the Ben Ishchai writes that if someone is accustomed to make Berachas HaMazon of Suda Shlishis on the kais, he can drink it even if he's not used to doing that by the first or the second meal. As some places have in shul, that's where they bench for the kais. Now even if someone that's not allowed to drink from the kais, but Yashav holds, still it's better that he should make Abdullah on this kais where he ate, which that it's considered as if he drank from the kais of Berachas HaMazon. Now we're going to drinking the kais of Sheva Brachas by the Suda Shlishis, which as it comes up, Shabbat Sheva Brachas, the Yashavam Bechach writes that even those who have the custom to make Berachas HaMazon without a kais, they could drink it, because if not, you only have six brachas and it's appropriate to have Sheva Brachas. And that's as written Shabbat Mechaz Yitzchak. That's a Menig Olam. He adds on that those who write that the Chassan should make the Zeman on the Kais so that he could drink it, as knowing that the Chassan drinks from the Kais, and that's a Pinim of Yashab too. Shabbat Zegis Meisha writes that only the Chassan and Kala should drink from the cup, because the Chiv to make a bracha on the Kais is because the Chassan and Kala, and therefore it's on them, they can Chiv to drink it, and they should drink from it together, like around the Malayim Logmov or Cheekful. And he adds on that, however, if the Mavarach wants to drink from it, you don't stop him, because since he's drinking in front of the Chassan Makala, and it's still obligation in drinking from the cup, he just drink a little bit so that it's remained for the Chassan Makala to share Malay Logmup. Opinion of the Netziv is that even the Mavarch should drink from the Kais. Tripus Litzin writes that those who are sitting around should not drink from it, and also Chassan Makala, only the one who made Berachas HaMazon should drink from his cup, and the one who makes the seventh bracha should drink from his cup. On the other hand, the opinion of my real diskin, Reb Chaim Briske, it is forbidden to drink from the cup before Havdalah at all.